This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Gosh, my nose won't stop running. All right. I'm so afraid I have like a CSF fluid leak or something like that. My nose is like running like crazy. Anyway, big thanks to you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if I gave my opening yet. And my gosh, my nose. Man, I had a bad day. I dropped my blush palette on the ground. And so I had to put my blush on, trying to use now the bathroom floor as my new palette. I don't know how many weeks I could leave it there before the cats lick it up. So, man, oh, my nose. I apologize. Okay, so, boy, this show's going great. Okay, medications. People are buying medications online. Now, we know it's cheaper. People have been going to Mexico to get medications, going to Canada to get medications. Okay, we get it. Medications are too expensive in America. That's our fault. That's on us. We created a really stupid system. This is our fault. Unfortunately, you're going to be taken advantage of because you have people out there that want to feed on your vulnerability. And the groups that are kind of the most vulnerable are those who need EpiPens, which we use for anaphylaxis or severe allergic reactions, those who need asthma medications like albuterol, and those who are diabetic. And so there was a study published in JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, looking at medications that were sold on Craigslist. I did a search in my neck of the woods. There was insulin on Craigslist. Albuterol on Craigslist. I didn't see the EpiPens. But Craigslist is our classified. It basically took over the classifieds. You could find dates. You could sell, you know, products. You could hire people. You could find staff on Craigslist. So Craigslist is one of the most popular ways to do classified. So if you have a product to sell, you can just post it on Craigslist. It used to be free, and now I think it's like $25 or $35 or $50 or whatever. So the problem is I'm looking at, it's kind of like an eBay, except you don't bid, but I'm seeing products that really shouldn't be sold on there. In fact, it's illegal. It is illegal for products to be sold on Craigslist. And so this study caused me to kind of look around, and I kind of saw similarly to what the authors found, that the insulin was cheaper. People were selling insulin cheaper on Craigslist, but your asthmatic medications were higher. And so, you know, the study authors were talking about where there's some altruism, where you have people there that, you know, they just want to help other people out and are probably selling medication cheaper to help others. You know, another theory is, you know, people were, they bought Lantus or they bought their insulin. Their doctor switched their brand and now they have all this product that they spent a crap load of money on. They want to get some money back. So get a little return on their investment. And so I understand that. But then you have the other side where there's people out there that they do not want to go to the doctor or nurse practitioner or PA. They don't want to spend that kind of money. They have a high deductible. Rather than spending $200-$300 to go to the doctor, they will gladly spend $70 to $80 for a product that's only worth half that cost online because overall they save money. So I fear that's kind of what's a trend now. You have people desperate. They don't have the money to go to the doctor, but they know they need a medication. And since you can't get these medications without a doctor, there's people selling it online. Again, illegal. I don't know what Craigslist is going to do about limiting that or restricting that. But when you look at the products, they don't look refrigerated. I mean, they don't look like they're properly stored. They're sitting there on a table. You know, most insulin products have to be refrigerated. Some of them, once they're used, they could be at room temperature. It all depends on the manufacturer's warning. But how do you know this person who's selling you your insulin kept it exactly where it was supposed to be, at the right temperature, at the right humidity. You just don't know. How do you know they didn't swap out the box? You know, and the box has a different expiration date. Now, it does you no good for me to sit here and say, don't do, bad boy, bad girl, don't be doing that. I need to give you guys options. The reason why people are going to Craigslist is because we have a really crappy system right now where medicines are too expensive. Insulin should not be as expensive as it is, but it is because, okay, so if I could kind of do the quick breakdown, you have human insulin, and then you kind of have like an analog insulin. The analog insulins replaced the more old school insulins because they had a little bit more predictable pattern, caused less hypoglycemia where the sugar dropped. Insulin is basically like a key to a door. It helps get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. And so these newer types of insulins help keep steady state. They were groundbreaking for the diabetic management medication protocol. However, they're a crap load more expensive, and I think there's only three companies that just run the whole insulin market of these newer insulins. And generic insulin is kind of hard to do because they call these new ones kind of like biologics. So it's kind of expensive for a generic company to try to do it. How do they, you know, get a return of their investment if they have to charge cheaper and they're generic? Meanwhile, they have to go through all these regulations with the FDA. So a big mistake people make is they just fixate on the newer insulins when studies have shown sometimes the older insulin can still do just as good. So if you're at risk of buying crap bootleg insulin or getting the older type of insulin that still can work, that older type of insulin is cheaper. So what I suggest to people, because it, you know, we're like ants. Ants will always find a way. If they can't, you know, get to the kitchen and there's a piece of lettuce and ants don't like lettuce, they'll go around the lettuce, okay? Ants will find a way to do what they need to do, just like we humans. If we can't afford our medications, we're going to find a way to pay them. But we just don't want you to do dangerous things. So my option to you all is, one is talk to your doctor about finding a cheaper alternative. Most doctors don't understand that the medication that's at $50 a month or whatever might be too much when, you know, for your budget, because we don't know your budget. We don't know your budget. Number two is, a lot of these pharmaceutical companies have coupons and they have deals. And so, because again, they want you on the product and they want you talking good about the product and rating it on Facebook or whatever. So you could also do that. We don't want you cutting medicine in half, things like that. But sometimes certain medications, that is an option. But you definitely need to work with your doctor, work with the pharmacy, and work with the pharmaceutical company. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-9000.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So all the candidates, as well as the president, are here in Nevada. Las Vegas, actually. Everybody's here. Traffic was a mess. Slowdowns. Road closures, there's Bernie Sanders sighting, there's Pete Buttigieg sighting. I don't think anybody has seen President Trump, but he's here. I think he landed yesterday. So it's kind of a happening place in Las Vegas. All I can say is thank heavens it's during the middle of the week and not on the weekend, because we really don't want to stop the flow of tourism. We need our tourism. But, you know, I love the whole idea that we get to caucus here. People are like, oh, I'm caucusing for this person. I'm caucusing for this person. Dr. Wax, are you caucusing for anybody? I don't caca very easily as it is. So I think some of the candidates are caca, but no, I am not cuxing for anybody. But, you know, people are curious as to why Nevada matters. Oh, Nevada matters. Nevada, you know, and yes, not Nevada. It's called Nevada. Nevada. It probably, maybe should be pronounced Nevada, but we don't say it like that. We're a little podunk. We're like Nevada. We're a little redneck out here. And so we'll you know, use short vowels. We don't do the schwas. The schwas are more for the bougie people. In Nevada, you know, we got ranchers, we got miners, you know, we got, you know, casino folk, we got a bunch of us, we're just kind of, you know, yeah, you know, we're doing what we need to do. So it's Nevada. But Nevada's changing. Nevada is a refuge for Californians that can't live in California anymore. In fact, I mean, I was born in L.A. My folks moved to Arizona and then moved to Nevada. And we could never move back to California like I wanted to. I really loved California, and I loved the trees and the beaches and the weather and all that, but they couldn't afford it. And so the western states in the southwest allow a refuge for people who, you know, just can't make it anymore on their income, you know, in a high-priced place or state such as California. But it's also a refuge for people that are sick of the politics. And so we have a lot of people fleeing California because of the taxes, because of the politics, because of the way things are run. But it's not all Republicans and conservatives. You have a lot of Democrats. Nevada used to be red. It used to be a Republican-conservative state. Now it keeps voting blue. Why? Well, they think a lot of it is because you have California coming. And California has a lot of Democrats. They also have a lot of conservatives. But I think you have a split with the Democratic Party, which I think a lot of us see. We have the ultra liberal, and then we have the more moderate Democrats. And the more moderate Democrats are like, look, you know, I'm for this, but this is killing us. This isn't sustainable. So they still bring their Democratic ideologies to the western states. I mean, I don't know how much longer until Arizona is going to turn blue as well. They are, though, not the most liberal. That being said, Bernie Sanders is very popular in Nevada. People really liked Bernie Sanders. People actually, I think, chose Hillary Clinton over Obama in Nevada. So the Nevada caucuses are very interesting. The Nevada caucuses, most of the time, Nevada seems to go more moderate. We aren't sure what happened between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. In Nevada, there were a lot of rumors that things were not exactly kosher. But Bernie Sanders had a huge following in Nevada, so much so that many Nevadans refused, Democratic Nevadans refused to vote for Hillary. So Nevada has a definite presentation when it comes to politics and a definite mark to make on the political landscape out here in the West. And, you know, people say get rid of the Electoral College. You know, it's ridiculous that, you know, somebody wins the popular vote and doesn't become president. Well, the reason why is we can't let New York and California decide all elections. Iowa needs a say. Kansas needs a say. Oregon needs a say. Wyoming needs a say. And so Nevada's say is a unique say. Nevada represents the Southwest and those who are fleeing California. I hate to say this. I mean, Nevada's beautiful. Las Vegas is beautiful. The weather's amazing. But, if you had a choice for the same amount of money to live on the coast in California or live in Nevada, you'd be living in California. So you have a lot of people in Nevada that are here because it just doesn't make sense to live, you know, where it's more expensive. So you have kind of we really are West Coasters, but we're here because it's cheaper. And there's economy and there's businesses. Now, Las Vegas has fantastic hockey team, Las Vegas Golden Knights. And we have the Raiders coming. So we are turning into a metropolis, if you will, and a a city that is going to be obviously very diverse. We're already diverse. But now we've always been on the map, but we were more on the map because of tourism. We got on the map also because of sports with our running Rebels in the 90s. But now we are officially NHL, officially NFL. We're going to host Super Bowl. We are a force to reckon with. So politically, it matters. Our votes matter. The way we decide, if Bernie Sanders gets a win in Nevada, he is really on his way to be a front runner in the primary. Bernie Sanders was spotted at UNLV yesterday. He was speaking in the quad. Pete Buttigieg was, I think, speaking at the hospitality college. So the candidates are definitely hitting, the universities and hitting the young people. And again, I'm not sure where Trump was. And Trump might have had, certain events to be at, fundraising events, I'm not sure. But Bernie Sanders has now surged to a double-digit lead. Everybody's here because we have the debate. Well, Donald Trump is going to be speaking on Friday to a crowd. Tickets were free, and I'm not going to be there because media has to be there hours before and hours later, and I'll, I'm not going to get a chance to talk to him personally. And so even though I've been to a couple of his rallies, and he's it's very exciting to watch him speak, I'm not going. But everybody's in town. And Bernie Sanders has now surged to a 16-point lead. He has surpassed Joe Biden. Michael Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren are now second in this poll. Surprisingly, since Bloomberg has a lot of his past and skeletons in the closet coming out, Pete Buttigieg has dropped to single digits. He is still leading Amy Klobuchar by a percentage point. And Sanders is just, despite the heart issue, he looks robust. He appeals to the liberals. And I think the reason why he is surging in the polls, because people are like, are the Democrats ready for, a more socialistic sort of candidate? Are they ready for this? The reason why is a lot of the moderate or conservative Democrats aren't that big on change right now. The economy's good. True, they'd probably like to see Trump out. But they're not as passionate because, things aren't that, they're not as desperate. Because things are going pretty well. The liberal agenda, though, there is more desperation. Because if Trump continues to be successful and rising in the polls, their agenda starts to lose the strength. And so there's more passion from the ultra-liberal side of things. Joe Biden, all he could really talk about is, trying to kind of, his record with Obama and how to, continue that. That's not really winning over even a lot of the moderate Democrats. So we have the debate tonight. Michael Bloomberg actually made the cut. So it's going to be very interesting. He's going to be the new face on the panel. So you're going to have Joe Biden, Mike Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. Tom Steyer is still in the race. Hawaii Rep. Tulsi Gabbard is in the race, but they didn't make the cut for the debate. This is the 8th primary debate. And Bloomberg qualified because the Democratic National Committee revised the debate criteria. So a lot of people had some issues with that. The new criteria gave candidates 2 paths to the stage. Delegates are polling. Candidates had to either earn at least 1 pledged delegate to the Democratic National Convention out of Iowa or New Hampshire, or achieve at least 10% in 4 qualifying national polls, or 12% in 2 qualifying early state polls. And that's how Bloomberg was able to get out there. So we'll let you guys know how this pans out. I'd like to see more on what they want to do with health care, of course. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just hours from the Democratic presidential candidate's latest debate. It'll be held in Las Vegas ahead of the Saturday Nevada caucuses. And former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says latecomer to the race, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, is going to have to answer some pretty tough questions.
Well, I think he has to answer for his treatment of others, for his language, and above all for an attitude that seems to dismiss the humanity of a lot of people.
He was speaking to NBC News. This will be Bloomberg's first appearance in a Democratic debate since joining the field. The top policy official at the Pentagon is reportedly on his way out. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood told to submit his resignation. This comes as senior national security leadership reportedly no longer support him. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is frustrating. We're hearing that hundreds of organs get lost in transit. And this delays, or if not prevents, somebody from getting a life-saving organ. They say at least 170 organs were so delayed in transit from harvest to recipient that they were non-viable, basically dead, not able to be used by the time they arrived. Okay, this is according to a Kaiser Health investigation. Another 370 were near misses for their viability windows. Now, what the heck is going on here? Some even misplaced. So more than 112,000 people are waiting for transplants in the U.S. Every day, 20 of these people are dying waiting for an organ. And we are so, I'm not sure what the word for it is. I don't want to say inept. We have fantastic transplant teams. But we are so behind the curve on this one because we just don't have enough organs. And because we don't have enough organs, there hasn't really been a big push to have much more of an infrastructure. You would think our infrastructure would be fantastic for it because, you know, we only have a few organs to use. But we have mismatches, but we have... You know, people who waited longer for one not getting them. You know, now it used to be whoever was on the list got it first. Now it depends on your geographical area. And, I mean, we've done things which are really, really cool, these organ chains, where let's say I want to donate somebody, I want to donate an organ to a friend. And my friend and I aren't a match. Well, rather than me going back to watching Netflix, the transplant network finds me somebody else who I am a match for. Because if I'm willing to give a kidney, I might as well give a kidney to somebody. Yet that person that needs a kidney might have a buddy that isn't a match for him, but is a match for my friend. So in a way, my joining this team to donate something from my body, and trust me, you guys really don't want, gosh, definitely don't want a lot of things in my body. Man, a lot of miles. But it allows then people who aren't an exact match to still help others, and then hopefully somebody who is help that person. And so we form a chain. And it's a brilliant idea. I'm not sure who thought of it, but that was just absolutely fantastic. But the shortage of organs is chronic, it's costly, and it's fatal for people who need an organ and are in renal failure or liver failure and are going to die. So we're trying to recommend, or we're trying to urge more people to donate. It's hard because there are a lot of, you know, religious implications, you know, for those of us that feel, you know, when the, you know, resurrection comes or when, you know, the Messiah comes, you know, we need to be whole so we could rise from the dead. Hard to do without certain organs. But you do have a lot of religious people saying, but if I'm saving another life, this is exactly what my religion wants. So there's been a lot of debate, you know, in religious circles on what's the best way to handle this. I mean, all I know is if my family or friends or, you know, need something, I mean, I'm already going to hell, so I don't think it matters. I don't really see myself, you know, rising again. So, you know, take the organs. But when you see stupid, that's a problem. So a new investigation by Kaiser Health News revealed that organs are all too often lost or delayed in transit. Untracked and untraceable little clinks in the system that cause then the tissue, when you do get them, to not be usable. 8,000 people are dying each year waiting for one. There are 30,000 annual tissue donors. They only touch a fraction of the transplants needed. That's why there's such a big push for us to make organs. We have 145.5 million people in the U.S. are registered to donate organs. But many of their generous offers are skimmed off by restrictions put into place because we need to ensure the best odds that a transplant is successful. And you know, a lot of times we aren't going to take an organ from you alive and well. We're going to wait until you've been in an accident and, you know, and then if you're an organ donor, then we'll use your organs. So, and they only last a certain amount of time. So U.S. officials for United Network for Organ Sharing, Food and Drug Administration, the individual drug procurement organizations set standards required for organs to be eligible for transplant. So health conditions or lifestyle factors prior to death could disqualify you. So if you had a bacterial infection like sepsis, can't use it. HIV was a disqualifying health condition. However, they, I think, have had some luck in HIV transplanted organs into those with HIV. And so, you know, organs can still be used. Certain immune disease, dementia, if you abused IV drugs, if you had taken growth hormone, if you have non-sterile tattoos or piercings, meaning you could possibly have HIV or hepatitis C, people who have had hepatitis, if you were a rape victim. That's interesting, being a rape victim. You know how many people have been victims of rape? If you had a recent animal bite or scratch. So if the organ is acceptable, clock starts running. Doctors have to find a person on the waiting list, preferably one as close as possible to the donor's location. Then they have to make sure it's a match, harvest it, transport it, transplant it. They say when there's a patient in need, according to Daily Mail nearby, of an organ that won't last long outside the body like a heart, hearts will only last about 4 to 6 hours, the transplant surgeon has to pick up the organ themselves, a lot of times in a helicopter. Now, they're not picking it up with their hands. I mean, the surgeon may take it with them on the way to the hospital. If there's no one in the immediate region, the process of getting a donor organ to the proper recipient starts to become a little bit more luck of the draw, they say. So we don't really have a federal national system that oversees and organizes all these transfers. They say UNOS and donor and recipient hospitals must coordinate quickly to transplant organs like pancreases and kidneys so they don't degrade. And we don't really have a system. And we don't have a national transport system. We don't have helicopters on standby, planes on standby. So most of the organs end up on commercial planes and cargo loads. So if a commercial airline is on the tarmac, if there's an issue with, a delay, or, don't you hate that? You're ready to go. Plane was delayed. You're finally on the runway. And you're fine. You have great weather. But there's an issue. I get this a lot flying into Vegas. Vegas gets flooded on the weekend, and so we're ready to go, but we have to wait because Vegas isn't ready to take your plane because they're having an influx of planes coming in. You're like sitting there waiting. Unfortunately, that's going to affect the organ. Kaiser Health News and Reveal, a project by the Center for Investigative Reporting, identified 170 organs that were so lost in transit between 2014 and 2019 that it was a waste. They couldn't use them. Another 370 organs were delayed by 2 or more hours. Now, the organs aren't really on apps like Amazon and Uber and Grubhub. I ordered a pizza from Domino's and they would text me updates. Organs don't have that. What we have to do is trace it. I don't even think there's like tracking devices. I think we have to trace it by doctors calling and finding out if the airplane landed. There's a website where you could follow the plane. So my husband has a small Cessna. And when he flies and he's flying somewhere, I'm like watching it online because I'm like, okay, it's still in the air. Thank God it's still in the air. Still on the screen. So one flight, I guess, took off from Seattle on its way to Dallas. And apparently somebody had forgotten to take the human heart off the plane, probably because the baggage handlers were like, what's this? Just leave it until somebody comes and takes it. So the flight had to do a 180-degree turn to get the organ back to Seattle. You bet the people on the plane are like, what the hell is this? So, yep. It was usable, though, so it did save somebody. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
In 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am a little hoarse today because I had to rip my son a new one this morning because he was in bed and he didn't want to go to school because he was up, you know, late last night. And I didn't do the, "Oh, little baby boy, can you wake your tushy up?" I really didn't kind of say it in that tone. Kind of use the mommy tone that we don't like people to know that we have. And the mommy tone was kind of a, get him now! It was kind of, sounded really like that. I hate to say that it just did. I'm not a very loving mom when my son has not gone to school. And, you know, my boys had pretty good metabolism. But I noticed that if they didn't go to bed at a bedtime, because we want them to go to bed at a simple bedtime, they would start gaining weight. And I'm a huge fan of early bedtimes. I love bedtimes. I'll have a bedtime. You know, it'll be like 9 p.m. I'm like, all right, it's my bedtime. So last night, it was like 10 o'clock and I was up. And, you know, my kid's on the computer. And I'm like, bedtime. He's like, Mom, it's your bedtime. I'm like, yeah, it is. Okay. Don't be smart with me, boy. But it's bedtime. And he's like, Mom, and mind you, he's a teenager. And he's like, Mom, I'm doing homework. Okay, we're like, okay, well, if you're doing homework. And then I'm like, well, it doesn't sound like homework to me. So then I start to walk. And all of a sudden, you hear click, 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 you know, as he's exiting out of screens. By the way, if you ever walk in on your kid and you just see the screen save, you see him in front of a computer that just has the desktop on it. Okay, obviously, they weren't just staring at that. Have them bring up what they were looking at previously. But, so, anyway, he got to school late, and I yelled at him, and, yeah. Okay, so, and I will continue to yell at him. I just kind of in that kind of mood. I just want to rip him a new one, talk to him about how, you know, behavior such as this will unfortunately lead to him getting fired later from jobs, and then he'll later have to live with his mama for the rest of his life. And if you don't want to live with your mama, you better get out of bed. Usually that motivates them. Like, oh my gosh, I do not want to live with my mama. Oh my gosh. They can't wait to move out. My boys cannot wait to move out. Well, some days they can't. Some days they're like, oh, I need money. So if they need money, I'm like, okay. You know, they need money for mama. That's what they, yeah, that's why I really hated stopping breastfeeding. Cause I'm like, my babies need me. Right? You know, and I was like, is there any way I could breastfeed till they're like, you know, 30 so they never move out? But it didn't work like that. We stopped after 6 months. But, a study came out saying later bedtime has been linked with obesity for kids under 6. Now, what time should a little kid go to bed? 8:30? I think little kids should be sleeping about 10 to 11 hours a night. The new study found that if these kids don't go to bed when they're supposed to, and they're jumping on the bed, and they're reading under bed, and they're playing with the kitty cats and the dog, or they're playing video games, they're going to gain weight. So, Professor of Pediatrics at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, Dr. Claude Marcus, said we should maintain a regular routine when it comes to scheduling meal and bedtimes. The research was part of a wider study on obesity and focused on 107 children in Sweden, with 64 of the children having a parent who was classified as overweight or obese. Researchers monitored the child's weight, height, waist circumference from ages 1 to 6. All of the children had similar measurements when the study started. Sleep was measured for 7 consecutive days once a year for the length of the study, and they used a tracker worn on the kid's wrist. They found that the children who habitually went to sleep late, meaning past 9 p.m., had a wider waist and a higher BMI by the end of the study. They said this late bedtime was one factor that really stood out, and it was associated with increased weight. Now, it's an association. So what that means is we can't say, okay, if you want to gain weight, just go to bed later. We can't say there's a cause and effect. But they found that kids that, you know, go to bed late might be more prone to obesity. Why is that? Well, maybe there has to do something with the circadian rhythm as your glucose production. Maybe you make more sugar. Maybe your metabolism slows. Maybe you need to be up at the crack of dawn for you to get the most bang out of your metabolism. Or it's linked to something more obvious. You just are sleeping enough hours. People who don't sleep enough hours get tired. When they're tired, they eat more. I go to the carbs. When I'm tired, I go to the carbs. But if I slept well, I don't go to the carbs. So there could be that cause and effect. Now, you know, one thing I saw a very dramatic association was people skipping breakfast and getting diabetes. And as a lot of my overweight patients, especially women and men, especially women who would only eat 2 meals a day, noon, you know, lunch and dinner, they claimed they wouldn't snack, but if they only had 2 big meals a day, they were more prone to be obese and diabetic. And I know that kind of doesn't fit with the whole intermittent fasting, because you have some people that intermittent fast and only eat 1 or 2 meals a day. But I always thought that you need breakfast. And another study has come out saying that if you do eat a big breakfast, it may help you burn twice as many calories. Scientists from the University of Lubeck in Germany had 16 men, so it's a small study, consume a low-calorie breakfast and a high-calorie dinner over 3 days. This was then reversed with the participants enjoying a hearty start to the day and a more modest evening meal. Hearty start. Indulging in breakfast was found to more than double their diet-induced thermogenesis. Now, again, the problem is that was men. You know, I want to know about women because my theory was on women, even though I worry about men, too. I love men. But, you know, men have great thermogenesis. Thermogenesis, creating heat. Thermo, heat, genesis, creation. So, yeah, we're pretty biblical in science. And so, you know, men already have higher metabolisms and they produce a lot of heat. Oh, when I'm cold, I'll just snuggle up to Corey. He has all this body heat. But then if I'm hot flashing, I'm hot, I have to, like, be as far away on the bed from him. But, you know, he's always warm and toasty and, you know, and he's got a better metabolism than me. So, a meal eaten for breakfast, regardless of the amount of calories it contains, they say creates twice as high diet-induced thermogenesis as the same meal consumed for dinner. Well, you know, why is metabolism going down at night? Why are big dinners bad? You know, it's tricky. I mean, the idea of the feast, the idea of the family time. You know, people like to eat at home, eat at night. I don't. I like to eat more. I'm hungry in the morning. Again, I don't know why my weight isn't the way it used to be. I used to be, you know, slim and slender, and that's what I would do. I'd eat a big breakfast, not eat much for dinner. Never had time for dinner. Especially when you were on call. You really wouldn't have time to eat. I didn't have kids, so we didn't really have a sit-down dinner. Then once you have kids, you're like, well, let's sit down, let's have a dinner, you know, say your prayers, things like that, and then you start to, you know, but like in my family, I grew up, dinner I didn't like my mom's cooking. I ate the least at dinner because I didn't like what she served. I didn't like the vegetables. I didn't like whatever she served. And so I love my mom, but she wasn't a good cook. And so, dinner was not my favorite meal. We later moved it to, well, okay, you could get pizza and you could get burgers and you could get fast food and you could get Grubhub and you could get. And so now, you know, dinner starts to be an event. Like, you know, the debate. People are falling asleep during these debates, but you have these debate parties. Let's eat. Let's get food. Let's get goodies. And and it's at night. So, skipping breakfast, I don't think is the best thing to do because I think you will overindulge later. And so, you know, I think the best diet and the best way to lose weight is to eat like our cavemen did or the way infants do, where every couple hours they need a little bit of food. I think you metabolize it better. I don't think it gets stored to fat. I mean, if you eat a big, huge meal, what's that rest of the food going to do? It's going to go to fat. But if you eat what you need to burn and you burn it, you won't store as much fat. It's really common sense. But the thing is intermittent fasting, and now we have speed keto. There's all this new sort of stuff. Speed keto, we'll talk about that. I mean, avoiding carbs helps. That's one thing. But to skip meals and intermittent fasting, that could be pretty troublesome. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.